Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I am your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today, we're going to be doing a guided meditation that will help you with forgiving and accepting yourself as human. So this meditation supports the stage six task of forgiving and accepting yourself as human. Now, in this task, you reflect on past mistakes and you offer understanding and forgiveness to your past self. You make changes and you move on. Now, the hardest part of that task is to let go of the past and the regret and other emotions that may come with it. So this meditation will support that release. And now that being said, it's a really challenging thing to do. So you may want to repeat this meditation and these exercises more than once. Because it's time to let the past and the past you go. And that's our goal here today. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or lay down. It doesn't matter. But you may want to close your eyes for this very internal exploration. We'll start with a slow, deep breath in. And let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath. And this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. If you're listening to this on recording, you can pause and repeat those breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. Let's begin. We all have some choices in our past that we wish we could change. Things we wish we could have done better. If only we knew then what we know now. So for this meditation, choose one of those choices now for yourself. And we're going to let that choice, that thing you wish you could have done better, we're going to let that be the focus of this meditation. So whatever that thing is, that choice in your past that you wish you could have done differently or done better, take a moment now to tell yourself the story that you tell yourself about that choice or that thing. I'll take a moment to do that now. As you recall your past mistake, different feelings come up. Feelings arise. Good. Because the only way to release it is to connect with it deeply. So let the feelings come. Whatever they are, as you tell yourself the story of this thing you wish you could have done better or the thing you wish you could have done differently, let the feelings come. Sadness, regret, and lean into them like an ocean wave. Let it come. Feel it as deeply as you're willing to. Now ask yourself, where in your body do you feel these emotions? It's likely in the solar plexus or in the heart. Wherever you feel those emotions, when you think about this story of that thing you wish you could do better, wherever you feel those emotions in your body, focus on that place in the body. The emotions might get more intense. Let it build. Now, if you find yourself focusing on specific other people who you believe were hurt by your choice, offer your apologies if you feel the need. I'm sorry. But this was their path as much as it was yours. Each of your life journeys is playing out perfectly. You are all learning what you came here to learn. You are growing and making changes. Now, see your past self in that scene. Can you see how different you were then? Can you see how knowing only what you knew then and surrounded by those circumstances and being in the stage you were in then, you made the best choice you were capable of at the time. Offer compassion for your old self. Offer love as that old self relives this event. There's been enough pain. Can you detach yourself from your old self? Can you feel how different you are now? What changes have you made since then? That choice you regret, would you make the same mistake again? No. Then the lesson is complete. You are not perfect. You are perfectly human. You have made mistakes. You'll make other mistakes in the future. This is how you learn. This is how we all learn. But they're only mistakes. Your mistakes will become fewer, and your decisions will become better. You will trust your gut and make choices more carefully. We're not here to live a perfectly choreographed life without error. We are here to get it wrong and then choose what is right, if only for this lifetime. Not one human on this earth is without error. Not one human on this earth is without regret. This is the human condition. Welcome to your humanity. And you are loved, not in spite of it, but because of it. The fullness of who you are would be incomplete without your mistakes and your new directions. Now take that same scene, that story you tell yourself, that choice you regretted, and imagine the scene of your mistake in right in front of you, like it's on a screen. It moves away from you, farther and farther, receding into the distance, smaller and farther away. See a door closing on that scene as it leaves with the old situation and the old you. Say your goodbyes to it all. With love and gratitude for what you have learned. Because that you is not you anymore. And that scene is not your reality anymore. And when given that opportunity for the same choice, you would not choose the same thing again. That lesson is complete. The scene is done. Thank you. Let it go. Because it is far in the past now, even if it is only yesterday. Sit with this for a moment as it moves away from you and let it move away. As you move forward into the future, it moves further into the past. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your surroundings and notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. Knowing you are human and prone to mistakes, as you learn on this journey, because we all are, make your choices carefully. Trust your gut and be aware of your motivations. Try this meditation for any past situation that keeps coming back to you with regret, asking to be processed and released. Be grateful for your mistakes. Really. Grateful, because this is how you become your new and wiser self. This is how we learn. This is how we learn about ourselves. This is how we learn about others. This is how we learn about what it is to be human. Mistakes are the essence of your journey. We make choices and we have experiences. And some of those experiences are unpleasant. And then we make different choices. This is your humanity, and it's that right there for which you are loved, not in spite of it, but because of it, because of the fallibility, because of the mistakes, because of the learning, because of the journey, you are loved. Not because of everything you get right, but because of how you face what you get wrong. I hope this meditation has been useful for you today. If you're listening to this on recording, we do record live on the Wisdom app, so check the show notes. Get the app, follow me on Wisdom so you'll know when I go live, and you're welcome to join me. This is possibly one of the most challenging tasks in all of the 11 stages, is to forgive yourself for past choices that you wish you could do differently, and to accept yourself as human. Because it's really not automatic that we see our humanity. It's something that you have to work at. So you can always put this guided meditation on repeat and try it again. And we will be back to do more talks here on Wisdom. And until then, I'll be wishing you Purna Asati, complete connection.